Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Have you ever faced a problem so overwhelming it seemed impossible to overcome? Maybe it was a crisis at work, a broken relationship, a health scare, or a season of deep discouragement. What if I told you that from the very beginning, God's plan for humanity was never one of failure or despair, but of victory and dominion? While struggles are unavoidable, they are not unconquerable. So, how do you rise above life's storms? How do you walk in unshakable victory? In today's message titled Overcoming Life's Problems, Evangelist Paul Acqua explores biblical principles that will empower you to face life's problems with confidence, knowing that in Christ, victory is always yours. Let's join in.
Our Lord Jesus Christ warned us that we would face difficulties in this world. So, my friend, there is no way to escape them. We all face problems, and so I want to start off by making the statement that God intended from the very beginning in creation that you and I, or mankind, would live a life of victory. We would live a life of being able to stand above the problems or difficulties that come our way and deal with them. So God gave Adam and Eve dominion over everything that he had created. And as we study the Bible or the scriptures, we see how sin entered in the world and messed everything up. They messed that plan, but it never changed God's purpose. He created us to live an overcoming life and gave us the ability to do so, my friend. So do not be afraid. You have the ability. If you are a believer in Christ, you have the ability to overcome every situation, every circumstances, every difficulties that come your way. So I want to talk about how to live in victory. And that means overcoming the difficulties that we are going to face. And the first thing I want to do is just define what is meant to be an overcomer or what it means to overcome. So the definition of overcomer is to subdue, is to conquer, is to prevail, is to dominate. Hallelujah. And so to get the victory, you have to be an overcomer. It's very clear that's more than just getting by. You see, you got to subdue the situation, conquer the situation, prevail and dominate. But so many Christians are satisfied just to get by and every day just like they are on the surface. No, you got to be a dominant person. God said, dominate, take control over your situation. Jesus said to us in John chapter 16, and I think probably most of you are familiar with that verse. And he says in John chapter 16 verse 33 that these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. But do you really take it seriously for what Jesus said in John chapter 16 verse 33? Do you? He makes this statement, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. But then you will meet difficulties and tribulations, but be of good cheer. He says, but in the world you shall have these problems. So that word tribulation means afflictions. It means distresses. It means difficulties. It means pressures and burdens. Jesus was preparing us for life in this world. That's why he said that before he went on to the cross to be crucified, he was raised from the dead and he ascended into heaven. But he's saying that in this life you will have difficulties. So he prepared that very well. He says in this world you are going to have problems. But not many people have got that in their promise box, you know. Even this I'm talking about, you may think, oh, I don't have problem. I have what it takes to be whoever. I'm telling you, you will have problems, but be of good cheer because the overcomer lives in you. So we don't want to talk about that one because obviously no one wants problems. But then the only thing you have to look at is the outcome. When the problem comes, what's the outcome? But a believer in Christ, you are an overcomer. And when we don't talk about these things, you know, we just mislead people. A lot of people with the thought that you will give your life to Jesus Christ and everything will just go on smoothly. But it's really just the opposite. And Jesus didn't fool anybody. And he didn't try to hide anything from anybody. So he just addressed them and said, in this world, you are going to have difficulties. But look how he said it. You know, he said, as a believer, you should respond in a different way. When problems and troubles come, when tribulations come, afflictions come, distresses and pressures and burdens come, he says, be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. So Jesus said, be of good cheer when problems come. And yet, do we find many Christians actually doing that? That's the question. So let's go back to the first part of this verse where Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. What are these things? What are those things he's talking about? What are those things that he spoke to us about? All we have to do is to go back to where he began this actual teaching in John chapter 14. And the first thing that he said in John chapter 14 is, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. You see? And that's John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. So this is where Jesus began this series of teaching in John chapter 14, John chapter 15, and John chapter 16. And these are some of the most important teachings that Jesus did. And he did it just before he was to go to the cross. So he was preparing the disciple for what was going to take place when he has departed. And he ended it up by saying, these things have I spoken to you, that in me you might have peace, but in the world you are going to have problems. You are going to have tribulations. You are going to have troubles, but be of good cheer. So why did he say that? He said, in him we will have peace. He spoke words to us. And the first word he spoke to us was, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And then he talked about, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. So the first thing he's telling us that as long as we are in this world, we are going to have difficulties. But we can have peace by meditating on the fact that he said, I have got your future taken care of. You have a bright future. You don't have to worry about the future. And because of that, you are even more than conqueror. You are even more than overcomer. You live a victorious life. I am preparing you a place that where I am, there you may be also. And he said, you believe in God, believe also in me. I'm telling you the truth. I have got your future covered. And he's saying that you don't have to worry about the future. And yet, all you have to do is pick up a newspaper or pick up a magazine or turn on the radio or the TV and you hear so much talk about the future. How the future is bleak, how the future is without hope. But I can tell you what the future holds for the believer. If you are a believer in Christ, I tell you your future is secured. Hallelujah. What does the future hold? Well, for us believers, I can tell you what the future holds. A mansion in heaven, a stone streets of gold with foundations of precious stone. That's what Bible describes heaven to be. So he's saying, think about your future. Do not let life problems overwhelm you. The one I have got for you is just out of this world. So he's saying you can have peace. You can have worry-free life. Do not be anxious and worried because I've got your future covered. And then he begins to talk about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And then he begins to talk about the Holy Spirit to help us here and then now. So while we're talking about future mansions in heaven, but because you are still in this world, you haven't left here yet, you are still an overcomer in this world. So he talks about the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God, who is going to help you in the here and the now on this planet Earth. And so if you go to John chapter 14, verse 16, it says this, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper." Can you notice that? There's a helper helping you in this world. There's a helper who is helping you to overcome every situation that you face. So he said, "And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper that he may abide with you forever." He is not leaving you. He is with you. On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, he stayed here forever. He has not gone back, and he is with you. He said, "The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you." Amen. So my friend, if you really believe this, then it doesn't matter what you are going through. Consult the helper. He is there for you. He is the one who will let you go through all this and subdue any situation, any circumstances that you face. He is there to help you. He is the omnipotent. He is the omnipresent. He's all-powerful, and he is there for you. Just like David said, he said, "I raise my head unto the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, creator of heaven and earth, who does not sleep nor slumber." My friend, you got a help. Don't handle your situation with your own strength. Don't handle your situation thinking there is no hope. Handle your situation by just rolling them unto the Lord. He is your helper. His Holy Spirit on this earth will give you peace, will handle the situation. So the first thing he covered was our future. So we don't have to worry about the future. We don't have to be concerned about that. Then he begins to talk about the here and the now. And he says, "I am not going to leave you comfortless. I am going to give you another comforter, and he will abide with you forever." Praise God. And on the day of Pentecost, the helper came, and since then he has not returned. I'm telling you, he is with us forever. He said he will abide with you forever. He is your helper. He is your comforter. He is your standby. He is your teacher. And then he goes on and he says, "The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you." And surely he came on the day of Pentecost. So what he's doing is, he's saying that if our faith and trust are in him, we don't have to worry about the future. We don't have to really worry about adverse circumstances that we face. He's preparing us a place. Then he's saying, you don't have to worry at all about your daily life because you are not going to be alone. The helper is with you. I am not going to leave you comfortless. I will come to you by the Holy Spirit. And then he dropped down to verse 26 of John chapter 14. And he says, "By the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So I tell you, have a helper. The helper will remind you of these things. The helper will teach you how to handle situations. Therefore, all you need to do is to consult the helper in every situation. Attend lessons. He's going to teach you. How do you attend those lessons? As you are listening to me now, as you do your own Bible studies and pray to God, as you attend church, I'm telling you, He is there to help you and teach you and bring to your remembrance how Jesus has said that you are overcomer. My friend, if you are a believer in Christ, you are an overcomer. All you need to do is to cooperate with the Spirit of God who is with you, who abides with you forever. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He is your helper. He is your teacher. He is the one who brings remembrance to you. He is the one who will remind you of all the things that Jesus has said. And then He will let you know that there is a bright hope for you. The situation you are in, there's light at the end of the tunnel. You don't have to give up. You are more than a conqueror. You are overcomer. If God be with us, who can be against us? But if you have not received Christ as your Lord and Savior, then these are not applicable to you. All you got to do is to receive Him right now. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.